Item 17.
Good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
Well, thank you. This is a request for a public hearing. I'd just like to give a little background on this fishery. In 1994, Virginia put in place a moratorium on the possession of American shad in the bay and in tributaries. However, since 2006, we've had a very limited commercial bycatch allowance that has been permitted and permitted, as in there's an actual permit created for this fishery, for portions of the James, York, and Rappahannock rivers. This bycatch fishery has had to be approved annually by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and it has been approved every year since 2006. The provisions for the approvals you have in your evaluation, I'll go through some of it briefly. It's limited to areas above the James River Bridge, the Coleman Bridge, and the Norris Bridge in the James, York, and Rappahannock Rivers, respectively. The bycatch allowance is limited to anchored and staked gill nets. These gears are associated with the spring harvest of spot, croaker, bluefish, catfish, striped bass, and white perch, fisheries that are already existing in those areas, and the discard mortality associated with shad from anchored and staked gill nets is assumed to be close to 100%. So our original request to ASMFC was to turn these discard mortality into both something that was recordable and able to be monitored, and also just a small provision for the fishermen in those areas. The bycatch is limited to 10 American shad per vessel per day. Those allowed to participate in the bycatch fishery have agreed to cooperate with the Virginia Institute of Marine Science and to collect data on their effort on what they're fishing, and as well as biological data from actual shad that they caught. Concern for the American shad stocks coastwide continues, including in the James, York, and Rappahannock rivers. Amendment 3 to ASMFC's fishery management plan required a full moratorium be put in place, again, in 2013, unless states were able to prove sustainable fishing activities. With the data collected from our limited bycatch fishery since 2006, VMRC was able to show that the small number of shad that have been kept annually could be considered sustainable to the populations. And in fact, the bycatch allowance that has been taken each year is about 10% of other monitoring and restoration activities from Department of Game and Inland Fisheries and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. So under guidelines for Addendum 3, ASMFC has approved the continuance of our bycatch fishery through 2017 with all the provisions I've mentioned so far, as well as two additionals. One, not more than 500 American shad are to be kept each year. And they've put a cap on the number of permits we're allowed to issue, to 30 permits. This is a new provision for us. There was some concern expressed from individuals who have been participating in this fishery that if we went along the terms of status quo, which is there's other than following those guidelines, there's been no criteria. Anyone that comes and asks VMRC for a permit could get it. So there's an assumption that status quo would be a first-come, first-serve basis for these 30 permits. Some individuals that have been doing this since 2006 were worried that they would get shut out of this fishery. With that, staff is recommending advertising for a February 26 public hearing so that criteria can be established prior to issuing 2013 permits that would allow for consideration of past participation in the fishery and for monitoring.
Any questions of Joe? Any objection to holding a public hearing next month on this? Hearing none, the hearing's approved. Appreciate it.